Hi there, everyone.
Hi.
Hi.
Where's Anna?
I'm Mike. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Nice to see you again.
You too.
What are we doing? How's the weather today?
Oh, it's okay.
It's okay?
It's nice.
Don't you think we should talk about our topic today?
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's really hard.
It is hard. You know what's one of the hardest things? Meeting people for the first time, people you don't know, and finding out things to talk about.
对，到底怎么用英文来开一个话匣子，怎么跟人家聊天呢？赶快看看今天的对话。
今天就学会
用英文
开话题，
接话题。
请问一下，不是吗？
Excuse me for asking. Sorry to interrupt you. Don't you think? Nice day, isn't it?
谈到，这使我想起了。
Speaking of that, on the subject of, that reminds me.As you mentioned, New Year, New Friends.
Excuse me for asking, but are you a new student here?
Yes, I just moved to Taiwan. What about you?
It's my second year in school. I'm Tiffany, by the way.
Nice to meet you. I'm Pat.
This party is fun, don't you think?
No, I feel like a stranger. I don't know anybody.
You'll meet new people in no time.
Thanks. I'd like to stay longer, but I have an early class tomorrow.
It was a pleasure to meet you.
You too. See you around.
Second, Sandra and her husband will have their second child next month. Sandra and her husband will have their second child next month. Stranger, the stranger with long black hair.Is actually Jane's brother. The stranger with long black hair is actually Jane's brother. Early. Henry Ford built the first car in the early 1900s. Henry Ford built the first car in the early 1900s.Pleasure. It's a pleasure to eat ice cream on hot days. It's a pleasure to eat ice cream on hot days.
Okay, so let's check out this situation where people are meeting each other for the first time. Our good friend Tiffany, she's at her college party.
Mm-hmm.
That's a place to meet people, right?
Right.
At a party. She sees a guy and he seems bored. He's mm-hmm. not having a very good time. So she decides to be very nice and go to talk to him. But she doesn't know this guy.
Oh, so this is the first time that they meet?
Exactly.
Okay.
So Tiffany's being very brave. She walks over. She says, excuse me for asking, but are you a new student here? Okay.
Good question.
That is a good question and a good way to start a conversation.
Right.
Because they're at school. She's never seen him before. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have a lot of friends, so maybe he's new.
That's right. 所以在一个 party 当中，比如说现在的一个情景是，这个 college party， 因为大家都大学生嘛，有时候常常都会有聚会。那么 Tiffany 因为第一次见到一个看起来好像不晓得是不是 同学还是同学的朋友还是到底是谁呢？那对方那个男生好像看起来蛮顺眼的，可是看起来好像有点无聊，所以 Tiffany 怎么样开这个话题呢？他说 Excuse me for asking。 那我们在这边先可以提到，你可以第一次跟别人说话的时候，你可以说不好意思哦，我问一下 Excuse me for asking， 到底要问什么呢？ But are you a new student here？ 那么注意一下 Excuse me for asking 后面多半会接上一个But， 但是不是但是的意思，而是这个文意顺着下来，不好意思哦，你是不是一个在这里的一个新的学生呢？
So she's being very nice, right?、Mm-hmm. She's being very polite, excuse me. And asking a question is a great way to start a conversation. I like how Tiffany asks not a very personal question,、mm-hmm. right? A very private question, like, excuse me, how old are you? Or how much money do you have? Or something like that.
What kind of job do
exactly,
you do?
Exactly, yeah.、Right. So she asks something very easy to talk about. And Patrick answers. He says, yes, I just moved to Taiwan. So,、mm-hmm. yeah, now she knows a little bit about him. And, of course, he wants to know the same.、Mm-hmm. What about you? So what about you? Are you also new at this school?
对，所以你看，像 Patrick 也问了一个同样是一个很安全的问题。What about you? 那你呢？我刚搬来台湾，我是这里的新学生。那你呢？不过刚才麦特别提醒我们哦，如果是跟别人还不是很熟，第一次见面的时候，不要问一些太 private、太私人有关于个人隐私的问题，比如说像美国的文化就是比较介意这个，像这个薪水啊，什么样的工作，或者是可能女生都会很在意你年纪多大啊，这个有一点太 private 的问题就不要问。所以你在这里是不是一个学生啊，或者是你是不是刚来啊，这些问题对于一个 start of a conversation， 当第一次要跟人家对谈的时候都是很安全的问题。
Right, and by asking the same question back, what about you? He is continuing this conversation. Tiffany's answer is, it's my second year in school. And then she tells him her name. I'm Tiffany, by the way. Okay, so her second year, she's been at the school for 2 years. Yeah, and if you're going to continue the conversation, make friends, you have to know the person's name.、Mm-hmm. She says, I'm Tiffany, by the way. Like, this is a little extra. It's not part of her answer,、Mm-mm. but it's useful information.、
That's、
We saw、right. that word there, second, right? Second means the number two、mm-hmm. in a group of things.、Mm-hmm. Second is spelled S-E-C-O-N-D. S-E-C-O-N-D. So, of course, we have first, second, third,And we keep counting that way.
That's right. 所以 second 其实就是第二，第二个什么什么东西。所以它是个形容词 ，second year, second 什么，它是一个叙述的概念。所以像麦刚特别帮我们复习一下，第一 first， 第二个什么什么 second， 第三个什么什么 third。好，我们可以看一下例句怎么说。
The example sentence reads: Sandra and her husband.Will have their second child next month. Sandra and her husband will have their second child next month. So we know they already have、mm-hmm. one kid. They're going to have two soon.
对啊，所以第二个小孩当然可以用 their second child.、Mm-hmm. 不过这个 by the way 呢是顺便提一下哦。对了，我们中文常会说对了什么什么什么东西，那个是转换话题的时候，在英文当中会用 by the way。那么中文如果是绘画当中，可能会说对了，怎样怎样。比如说 Tiffany 先回答我在这边已经第二年了。对了，我叫 Tiffany。那么这个所谓的对了，当你转换话题的时候，可以用 by the way。
Mm-hmm. And Patrick says, nice to meet you. I'm Pat. All right, so he tells Tiffany his name.And I guess this is when they、mm-hmm. shake hands or、mm-hmm. something like that. Nice to meet you just means I'm happy to be talking to you. You、mm-hmm. know, you look like a nice person, and this is a good talk that we're having.
对，所以第一次遇到对方的时候，在英文当中表示礼貌，多半都会说，很高兴认识你哦。Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. 第一次见面的时候会用 meet, M-E-E-T. Nice to meet you. 可是如果像我跟 Mike...早就认识啦，如果我会说很久不见，很高兴再见到你，我会用 nice to see you again、mm-hmm. see 的话就是已经都认识了，可是第一次见到会说 nice to meet you。
Absolutely. And then Tiffany continues the conversation by saying something and then asking if Pat agrees、mm-hmm. She says, this party is fun. don't you think? Don't you think is like, what about you? Do you think the party is fun? Do you agree with what I just said?
所以所谓的 don't you think, 如果放在一个句子的后面就变成是附加问句咯。诶，这个 party 还蛮有意思的耶，你不觉得吗？当然他这句话的目的，他的 function 是为了要让整个 conversation 能够再持续下去。所以 Tiffany 说完了一些话，他希望听听 Pat 的意见。那 Pat 怎么回答呢？他说 No, I feel like a stranger.
Oh, so he doesn't think the party is fun. He disagrees about this. He says, yeah, I feel like a stranger. Okay, a stranger is, well, a person who you don't know. If you're walking down the street and someone comes over and says, hey, how you doing? And you don't know the person, you'd say, I'm sorry, I don't know you. You're a stranger.We've never met, right? Many people in the world, of course, will be strangers to most of us because they're not our family, our friends, our coworker, our classmate. We don't know those people. They are strangers. S-T-R-A-N-G-E-R. S-T-R-A-N-G-E-R is how we spell that word.
Right. Stranger. 就是陌生人啊，或者是新来的人啊，或者是所谓的外人啊。都叫做 stranger.
Mm-hmm. All right, our example sentence for stranger. The stranger with long black hair is actually Jane's brother. The stranger with long black hair is actually Jane's brother.
所以很明显的写这句话的人呢，一定是不认识 Jane's brother 才会用 stranger 来去形容他咯。好，那么 Tiffany 呢，当然就会安慰他啦。Well, you will meet new people in no time. Don't worry.
That's right. So she's kind of making Pat feel better. Maybe he feels a little sad because he doesn't know people. And she says, you'll meet new people in no time. Like, don't worry. In no time means very soon. Not next year or even in 2 months, but even at this party in a few minutes or tomorrow. Very quickly.You'll have lots of friends.
Right. 所以 in no time 就是字面上没有时间之内啦，就是立刻马上的意思。当然 Patrick 知道他在安慰他啦，所以当然要感谢一下。Well, thanks. Oh, I'd like to stay longer, but I have an early class tomorrow morning.
Yeah, an early class means it's in the morning. It's very, maybe around 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, very early in the morning. E-A-R-L-Y, E-A-R-L-Y.If you have to wake up early, you're probably waking up at 6 or 7 a.m. Or you could play soccer, play sports early, like our example sentence. The boys' soccer team woke up early to practice. The boys' soccer team woke up early to practice.
所以 early 就是很早的意思。当然 Tiffany 还是会这个礼貌上会说哦、还是很高兴认识你啦。It was a pleasure to meet you.
A pleasure, P-L-E-A-S-U-R-E, P-L-E-A-S-U-R-E, is a happy, good thing. A thing that makes you happy, makes you excited, makes you feel good is a pleasure. For example, it's a pleasure to eat ice cream on hot days. It's a pleasure to eat ice cream because it's so cold.On hot days, yeah, it really makes you feel good. And then Patrick says, you too, right? Again, he's saying that right back. It was a pleasure to meet you too.
That's right.
I agree. And see you around,
he says. 我也是啊，那就再见咯。
Well, I hope Pat feels a little happier because he's already met one very nice person, right? He's met Tiffany, so that's one friend he has now at his new school.
对啊，而且重点是啊，借由 Tiffany 跟 Pat...第一次相遇，然后呢，这个开始一段 conversation 当中，我们也学到了一些如何用英文来跟别人对话，尤其是第一次见面的时候的一些说法。
A Plus 小聚会。
哎，这什么？导演，不是。这是拍小聚会剧本吗？不是昨天就给了，临时换梗要讲啊。My darling, for this year, I want to keep a diary every day, just for you. 啊，我天哪，这该不会是爱日记吧？哇、哦，怎么这么直接啊 ？You are so pretty and smart, I can't stop thinking about you. Oh, so I want to keep a diary every day. 哦，这。 Oh, just for you. Oh, 天啊，我都不知道我这么有魅力耶。I had a such wonderful time with you yesterday. 哎，导播，我昨天自己一个人在家哎，你在幻想吗？ I can't forget about your pretty blonde hair. 我是黑发哎。I really hope you like me, Lana. 啊，这原来不是给我的哦。啊，早说啊，我才不要帮你当媒人。快快快，快开路。Hello, everyone. Welcome to A Plus 小聚会。是的，今天要跟大家分享的家具就是 I want to keep a diary every day. 新的一年里，我每天都要写日记。请将句子复诵一次吧。Very good. 其实写日记呢，也是一种抒发情绪的管道。当你情绪低落的时候，不妨拿笔将自己不开心的情绪写在日记里，相信你的思绪会平静许多哟。好吧，我还是帮他把日记拿给拉娜好了。不然我到时候领不到通告费。See you next time.
Chit chat.
Lala, the floor is so wet.
啊，哪里哪里？可是我刚刚检查，这个冷气也没有漏水啊。房间的地板上怎么会湿哒哒的呢？
不是啦，我是说那个外面下雨，你看地上都湿哒哒的啦吼。
相信大家都对 floor 这个字不陌生吧，就是指地上的意思啊。可是你知道吗，英文原来地上还有分这个室外和室内的说法诶。没错，像是我们比较熟悉的 floor 就是室内的地板或是地上，像是 bedroom floor 房间的地上啦， classroom floor 这个教室的地上。哎，像是妈妈每次看到我房间地上很乱都会说 Look at all this mess on the floor. Can you pick up your clothes off the floor? 那我个人呢，其实还有另外一个很怪的恐惧症，就是我超怕走进浴室内发现地板都湿哒哒的。 I am so scared of wet bathroom floors. 可是如果要说外面下雨地上很湿，就不能说 the floor is wet, 要用 ground, ground 就是室外的地上哦。那如果呢要用地底下，因此我们就会说 underground, 像是地下通道就是 underground passage。那像是野餐的时候呢，我们都会怎么样？ We all sit down on the ground in the park, 坐在公园的地上。另外呢，像是从地下的洞穴探出来的土拨鼠，英文就叫做 groundhog, 是不是很可爱呢？找个例句吧。 Look at that cute groundhog popping in and out of holes in the ground.
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
所以如果要说外面的地上很湿，就不能用 floor, 而是要用 ground, 表示室外的地面哦。所以你可以这么说 The ground is all wet after the rain.
今天就学会
用英文
开话题
接话题。
请问一下，不是吗？
Excuse me for asking.Sorry to interrupt you. Don't you think? Nice day, isn't it?
谈到，这使我想起了。
Speaking of that, on the subject of, that reminds me. As you mentioned, New Year, New Friends.
Excuse me for asking, but are you a new student here?
Yes, I just moved to Taiwan. What about you?
It's my second year in school. I'm Tiffany, by the way.
Nice to meet you. I'm Pat.
This party is fun, don't you think?
No, I feel like a stranger. I don't know anybody.
You'll meet new people in no time.
Thanks.I'd like to stay longer, but I have an early class tomorrow.
It was a pleasure to meet you.
You too. See you around.
Second. Second. Sandra and her husband will have their second child next month. Sandra and her husband will have their second child next month. Stranger. Stranger. The stranger with long black hair is actually Jane's brother. The stranger with long black hair is actually Jane's brother. Early. Early. Henry Ford built the first car in the early 1900s. Henry Ford built the first car in the early 1900s. Pleasure. Pleasure. It's a pleasure to eat ice cream on hot days. It's a pleasure to eat ice cream on hot days.